From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. With the humid weather we are expecting this weekend in the region, finding a beach may be difficult. Durham Regional Health tests the bacteria levels at our beaches every week, and this week all but three beaches are closed. The ones that remain open include the West Road Beach in Bowmanville, the Shoreline Road Beach in Beaverton, and the Harbor Park Beach in Beaverton. If you want to stay up to date on the statuses of the beaches in the region, you can visit durham.ca. So far this year, Ontario roads remain a little bit safer than they have been in years past, according to data released by the OPP. The metric that is being used to determine that roads remain a little bit safer are the number of fatal collisions, which have decreased by 10% from 2024. According to OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, Ontario has seen 192 fatal crashes this year. In the GTA Hamilton area, last weekend was by far the deadliest of 2025, with a total of 7 fatal collisions. OPP continue to remind residents to practice safe habits that will reduce your chances of a collision, like driving sober and putting down the phone. The federal government has upheld the CRTC's ruling allowing big telecommunications networks in Canada to provide internet service to rural areas using rival companies' fiber infrastructure. What this means is that TELUS can now provide internet service to a rural community where Bell has invested resources to build the fiber infrastructure to provide service. The announcement was made earlier this week by Canada's Industry Minister Melanie Joly. The hope is that by allowing companies to use each other's fiber, it will provide competition and more options for Canadians. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Tashiro.